Hi, my name is Kira, and I'm going to be talking about the Information and Communication Technology Program of Studies. The ICT is a way of doing things to communicate, analyze, classify, organize, and solve problems. ICT is meant to be incorporated with other subjects. I often find that the ICT Program of Studies is often missed because it's meant to be incorporated. I think it's better to learn and use technology by incorporating other subjects instead of just learning it on its own. Like life, we use technology to accomplish goals instead of just using it on its own. What I like about the rationale and philosophy is that students are encouraged to learn about the complexities as well as the advantages and disadvantages of technology. Students are given the opportunity to find out what they like and what they don't like in technology. The ICT Program of Studies is broken down into three categories in which the GLOs are. The first category is communicating, inquiring, decision-making, and problem-solving. The GLOs in this category focus on finding information, assessing it, organizing it, and finally using that information for a purpose or to create meaning. The second category is foundational operations, knowledge, and concepts. GLOs in this category focus on the understanding rather than the tools. So students are encouraged to learn about technology and how it applies to our day-to-day life. Also, this includes safety when using technology, which I think is important. The third category is processes for productivity. GLOs in this category focus on using technology as a tool. For instance, students are required to edit text, organize data, create hyperlinks, and communicate with others. This is something we do in class all the time. We just sometimes miss connecting it to the program of studies. So each category is broken down into GLOs. What's different about this compared to other subjects is that the GLO is the same for every single grade. Inside the GLO, there are four divisions. So division one is for kindergarten to grade three, division two is for grade four to six, division three is for grade seven to nine, and division four is for grade 10 to 12. So each SLO within the GLO is broken down into those four divisions. So students start learning a specific GLO and they take that GLO and build on it throughout their schooling, which I think is really neat. The program of studies organizes it in two different ways. It first goes through every single category and the GLO in those categories, and it lists every single SLO in all the four divisions. This is good. It just shows you an overview of what the entire program of studies is for the school. Below that, every division is broken up. So division 1 to 4 is broken up and it shows its specific SLOs. I think this is important so teachers can just go in, print out their specific division, and they know exactly what SLOs they need to cover. The Alberta website also has two other links that are important. One is called Learning and Technology Resource. So this is something that teachers can look at to find more resources, to look at assessing, things like that. The other one is ICT Illustrative Examples and Data. I really like this. It goes through the divisions and subjects and it gives you examples of how you'd use ICT in your classroom. My reflections on this. I think the program of study is very easily laid out. It's easy to understand and follow. I especially like how it breaks down the divisions in every single SLO. You can just print it off and use it right away. The SLOs are specific, but they allow for choice. So for example, one SLO is communicate electronically with people outside the classroom. This SLO is very specific, but you can do it in tons of different ways. So you could Skype with another classroom, you could make videos, you could use many, many different types of resources to do this one SLO, which I think is really important. I also think that this is progressive. So you start with one GLO in kindergarten and you continue with that GLO in grade 12. So it continues building on itself and building complexity, which I think is important for life. It's technology is there and you continually use it more and more and more. I like how it's not broken down into grades. Instead, it's broken down into divisions. Depending on the community and the school, I think every population is different. So I like that the divisions, you have 3 years to complete the SLO. So that gives the school time to really accomplish those goals. And you don't have a strict SLO for every single grade. You have more flexibility. Finally, this was made in 2003, so it's 10 years old already. Despite this, I think that it's still up to date. The SLOs almost seem timeless, so they talk about safety, they talk about communication. They're specific, but they allow for progression in the technology world. So you can accomplish the SLOs, but use current technology to do them. So I think that's great. Thank you for listening, and I'll have another post next week.